Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Everybody, welcome, welcome, welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By, and that's what this show is all about, having a fun time, but yet talking about some really cool, powerful things to help all of us change our lives. And guess what? I'm being joined by Mr. Benny Mathers here today. Hello, Mr. B.
What's up?
And are we missing Miss Valerie?
She's on a well-deserved little mini vacay.
Little mini vacation in Texas.
Her old stomping ground.
Yeah. What do they say? All of my exes are from Texas. Isn't that a saying?
No,
Is that a song, too. Is that a song?
All of my exes are from Texas? You know it.
I know. That's not true for me, though. Is that, true for you?
No, I have none from there.
No. But I know people in Texas. I know Valerie, of course. And then we know Dee Dee Mercer Moffitt, of course.
That's right.
Snap out of it. And Annette Bingham is from Texas. And the Yellow Rose is from Texas.
The Yellow Rose.
The Yellow Rose of Texas. Isn't that like another tune? Or not?
I don't know. I'm not into that kind of hip stuff there, Pat.
You know, okay. Boy, I can't even remember. I can't even believe I remember that. So welcome, everybody, to the show. We got a great show lined up for you today. Later on in the second hour of the show, we're going to be introducing you to let me just explain what the programming is here. We've received a lot of emails from you guys, and you tell us what you want to hear more of, what you want to hear less of, and what you want to make sure we absolutely do well. And so what we're doing is we're laying out this campaign this year to make sure we bring on more information about health and wellness that you want, more fun things that are happening. Dougal pretty much has the psychic thing kicked up enough between Carrie, Dougal, and Madeline and Maureen. They've pretty much got that. So we got some really cool things planned. It's really very exciting. And I want to tell you that we are at the Northwest Women's Show. For those of you that don't know, we are going to be at the Northwest Women's Show Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And we're at booths. You're supposed to say booths because there are two of them. 1328 and 1330. So we have a double wide. And there's a reason we did that this year. First of all, we're going to be broadcasting live from the floor of the Northwest Women's Show. 30 hours of live broadcasting, and that's going to be happening on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Now, on Sunday, we also have the Girl Talk stage, so you're going to get to be part of our lineup at the Northwest Women's Show, which I'm going to give to you later. But we want your help on this. We're being joined in this three-day, what they're calling it, somebody else called it a global prosperity marathon. I actually called it a global prosperity initiative. And they said, you know, this is a marathon weekend of live programming. You know, it's kind of like, it's kind of funny the analogy they use. They said it's like watching Law & Order marathon. I said, oh, let me think.
Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
I'm trying to think.
Because I don't watch the show.
No. I said, the Dr. Pat Show, Law & Order.
I'm going to say it's a good thing.
I'm going to say it's a good thing because that's been like a number one show. Actually, now that I'm on that topic, I want them to bring that show back. I like the Law & Order New York one.
Start the campaign now.
We start the campaign. I miss those people. They were on there for years. You know, we went through 50th birthdays together with them. My gosh.
Did they really?
No. Are you kidding? Oh. And then, you know, the guy, Jerry Orbach, passed away from cancer, and that was sad. And
I think I have a sound effect from Law & Order. Ooh, I do.
My gosh, that's a good one. Where'd you dig that from?
I used it for another show. I forgot I had it. So anytime you say something pretty much off the chain or, well, that's what
we'll
the kids
go,
are. Yeah, exactly.
Chain.
Yeah,
that's
off the chain or like,
chain.
You know, ecstatic or, you know, surprising, I'll go. Okay, that'll be the newest tune then.
Okay, so here's the deal. What we're doing this weekend is it is to launch Global Prosperity. And I've tried to explain. Somebody asked me last night. We were at the screening of this amazing film that Will Arntz put together along with E. Ray Round, who we're also interviewing over the weekend. And so someone asked me, what is up with this? Why are you doing it? And I said, you know, I have a practice, and it's a spiritual practice, Benny. And the spiritual practice is, when something gets my attention, and what's gotten my attention here recently is the whole deal in Wisconsin, the whole protest thing there, the protests that happened, right, across the pond, and so to speak, and the protests that are going on. Because we talked about this last year, and Yvonne Oswalt was on here and talked about it. It's really time for all of us to have a voice. And so I got this feeling that while I know we're doing great things, I just got this feeling there's more that we could do right now. And I don't know why. And so it was an idea that came up in a meditation about 4 weeks ago that I would do this kind of broadcast to launch the Global Prosperity Initiative. And it's been evolving ever since. And the Northwest Women's Show was right there as a presence. But honestly, I didn't know there would be technology that we could put together to do this in the way we're doing it, Benny. Oliver from Germany, this master, how this is being put together so that this is running over the internet and bringing all the other stations in, I can't explain it. But the point is, I don't need to know. But I want to give a shout out to KKNW, first of all, that is going to be featuring an hour of the show on Friday. So we'll be doing that. And then I want to give a shout out to some of our other affiliates that have jumped on board and are contributing airtime. WBLQ out of Rhode Island, Connecticut, and New York, they are contributing all day Saturday and all day Sunday for us as well. So that will go across there. KKNW, I said live, but then the rebroadcast of Friday's events will happen on Sunday. CBS. And Lisa and her team on our CBS affiliate are working to pick up hours. CRN is picking up hours. Voice America is going to be picking up a rebroadcast. So I want to thank everybody for saying yes. And the other part of this is, wow, the guests that are going to be joining us over these 3 days are amazing. Joe Vitale, John DeMartini, Doreen Virtue, Susan Smith-Jones, Colette Baron-Reed, Eldon Taylor. I'm going to forget somebody. There are so many people. Dr. Ronnie Deluz from Massachusetts. Ariella will be joining us. Dr. J will be joining us. E. Ray Brown from the movie Ghetto Physics will be joining us. And the list is growing and goes on. Sue Storm will be joining us. The list goes on and goes growing and growing and growing. And so this is part of creating an energy and a vibration that is about upturning, not downturning. It's about thriving, not surviving. And what I get is, and again, this film that I went to see, Ghetto Physics, which, it, by the way, has a second screening tonight at Seven Gables in Seattle. But it is going to be screened other places. What I want to say about it is, you know, it was targeted for people that understand sort of the street stuff. But I will tell you that you get the message regardless. And there were people in the audience last night, Benny, all different ages, all walks of life.
That's good.
All different people. And so it was amazing to see the audience reaction and also the audience questions for it. But the message at the end of the movie is one that comes very strongly to all of us through programming that we have on these stations I've mentioned. And that is, it is time for each of us to create our own world. You know, it's time for us to create our own reality. And for me, it's time for me to continue to do that to better serve all of you. Because without you, we really don't have a platform. You are, as listenership, some people consider us all an anomaly in the world of talk radio. But I will tell you, the stations that are broadcasting this show, one of the things I'll say, and the other shows that are on these various networks, we are now starting to make a mark in this world of talk radio that says it isn't just about angry shouting and screaming at each other. you know, or it's not about putting people down. You know, this is a platform now, and I really want to give a shout out to all of our sponsors, because for those of you that don't know how this works, anybody you hear on this station pretty much has, or the other stations, has bought airtime. And it is a gift that we're allowed to do this, because up until a bunch of years ago, there were literally a handful of stations and that were owned by a very small group of conglomerates. And now through these independent stations, we're allowed to buy airtime. And the way that we keep going, and the reason that the Dr. Pat Show has been on this air for so long, is because we have amazing sponsors, people that you love, you relate to, and that help you. And so this is a time for all of us to trim down the sludge that's in our bodies and our consciousness and expand the light so that we can take a message out there. Today's show is an open mic show. And what I want to say to all of you, I would love to take your questions to help all of you remove the sludge and shine the light on your life. So I will be able to pull a prosperity card for you. I'll be able to help you take the next steps in your life. Very, you know, we used to do quite a bit of this. I may even do some readings on the air today. But today's show is about stepping into the world of empowerment. That is our message for today. You know, and we are not at a place to compromise. When we come back, we'll talk more about what we're planning for you at the Northwest Women's Show, how you're going to be able to win a raffle, an hour, and what those are. And much more. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show.
All my exes live in Texas, and Texas is a place I dearly love to be.
Do you dream of being on The Amazing Race? Well, here's your chance. Grab a friend and prepare for an exhilarating race around the city when City Solve Urban Race comes to your city. Teams of two will solve clues and face fun challenges while racing around the city. The winning team gets $300 and a chance to be in the Las Vegas Championship race to compete for a grand prize of $5,000. Not only will you have a ton of fun, you'll also be helping a good cause. A portion of the proceeds will benefit a local charity. To start racing, go to CitySolveUrbanRace.com.
Are you tired of using skincare products full of unpronounceable chemicals? Do you eat ramen by candlelight to support your expensive candle burning habits? Well, come on down to Zenith Supplies. We have everything you need to make your own soap, candles, creams, and much more. We're open from 10 to 6, 7 days a week. Come explore our store at corner of 63rd and Roosevelt, just north of the U District in Seattle. Call us at 206-525-7997. Find recipes and more at zenithsupplies.com.
Welcome to Rubenesque Yoga. We offer yoga classes at retreats that focus on relaxation and rejuvenation. You do not need to be a marathon runner or bend like a pretzel to attend our classes. Rubenesque Yoga's retreats are held at the beautiful Wild Iris Inn located in Lakana, Washington, where you will enjoy a weekend of relaxation, yoga, and shopping. Please visit yogaforplussizes.com for more information. That's yogaforplussizes.com.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
It's time to get your glow on at the Northwest Women's Show, a show that's all about you. 400 exhibits, 4 entertainment stages, fascinating seminars, and best of all, shopping, shopping, shopping. New this year is the Glow Experience. 5 fun and easy steps to help you make the most of your time at the show. Meet Terry Haas from HGTV's Design to Sell. Polly Klein, famous animal communicator, dance diva Chris Linares, who will help you unleash all the power you need to dance your own dance, plus fun and trendy fashion shows from JCPenney, favorite authors Anne and Leslie Rule, and they're back, Seattle's hottest firefighters. Bring your mom, your daughter, your sister, your friends. The Northwest Women's Show, sponsored by Drugstore.com, American Family Insurance, BECU, Como TV, Beauty.com, and Green Smoke. It's electric. Get your glow on at Questfield Event Center March 4th through 6th. The Northwest Women's Show, it's such a girl thing. For show information, go to NWWomenshow.com.
Texas is a place I dearly love to be, but all my exes live in
Texas. Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive
By. Can listen to that stuff.
Oh, I grew up with it.
I don't know how you did it.
I grew up with it.
Like, it leaves kind of like a little bit of a bad taste in my mouth.
Which one?
Country.
But look at what happened to that song.
No,
that was just won all the pop things. What is the name of that? Because I played that to death. What was that? Need You Now.
Doesn't matter. Again, what I've been saying this last couple of years, the whole crossover thing is not.
You don't
No, it's not. I honestly don't think it's fair.
I don't understand that.
Lady Antebellum, she's in the pop category, or they're in the pop category, and then they're also in the country category.
Yes.
That doesn't give any fair play to either one.
So then Taylor Swift would fit in that category.
Exactly. Choose one. Do what like Jessica Simpson did. She did pop for a while. Now she's totally done country. She's made that
now
jump.
She's doing nothing but creating a billion-dollar fashion empire. Yes. Hello for her. Congratulations.
Billion-dollar pants.
I'm sorry. I've got to give the businesswoman in her a lot of credit because she is shocking a lot of people, you know, with that.
B for booty.
B for
booty and a billion.
No,
and
just like
you want
B
with
for
it.
Big girl, you know, showing up. Big girl Jessica Simpson showing up, right? Yeah. I mean, look it. Think about it. You can, you know, the pop culture will put her down. But now she's in a different category.
Right.
It's really kind of fascinating to watch, right? It's like billion-dollar fashionista.
Well, granted, though, she had her TV show with Nick Lachey and all that stuff.
And so everybody goofed on that.
I know, but what I'm saying is that's just another outlet for the pop culture people to kind of rain on her parade.
There's only one thing she hasn't done.
Get stock in Chicken of the Sea?
Been on Dancing with the Stars.
I don't think she did.
Dancing with the Stars has announced their lineup for the I can't look it.
I saw a couple already.
I can't even get the word out.
I heard about one athlete so far.
The whole thing is out. Lineup's out.
Yeah, I know, but I didn't check the others.
Who's the athlete? Oh, Hines Ward.
Hines Ward from the Steelers that lost the Super Bowl.
Hines Ward didn't lose. You think Hines Ward lost it for them?
No, not personally.
Right.
But what I'm saying is why do you think they would? Shouldn't they bring on a winner from the Super Bowl?
Have they ever brought a winner on?
Well, I mean,
Ochocinco? No.
Yeah, he's changing his name back, by the way.
Oh, you know, the winner was Jerry Rice.
Jerry Rice, yeah.
Yeah, that was good.
Oh, yeah, good pick.
Oh, no, and the other one from Texas.
Emmitt Smith. But Dallas, but did he win a Super Bowl ring?
I thought he won a lot of them. I don't know. I don't know.
I don't think so.
You know, see, I'm out of it because I'm so busy getting ready for the Northwest Women's Show.
It happens.
I'm not even like paying any attention to any of that, which is probably a very good thing, don't you think?
True that.
It is a good thing. So you don't. Okay, so we have to. I'll give you a minute to find the song, but I think you should find that song by Lady Antebellum, Lady A.
I only have the one. I think.
Need You Now.
Yeah, I think that's it.
Right. This is the song that they cleaned up at the Grammys.
What do you mean they cleaned it?
They cleaned up.
Oh, clean like
this. They won all the awards.
Oh, okay.
They won up, right?
This one?
Yeah. This is the song. I love this song.
You
know
what? Makes
me want to cry. It does make me want to cry. And I used to listen. I listened because, you know, I was in an end of a relationship. So you hear this song and you're like, you can't be Dr. Pat and just getting related to this song. And the honest to God, yeah, we're all human beings. My gosh, I'm human.
I hear this and I hear pop.
Reaching for the phone.
Right now you're hearing pop. But not when you go into the chorus, you don't hear pop.
Oh, really?
You hear country, don't you? Here we go. You ready? I mean, come on. The whole storyline is country. For me, it happens. Oh, come on, everybody. Everybody knows the words.
Yeah, you're right.
And I need you now.
All right, so if it's just
Benny,
the chorus.
This is what I feel about you,
no,
honey.
No, no, seriously. You,
I wake up at night thinking about my Benny.
Is this what contributes to crossover?
Yes.
You have some lyrics that are pop, and then it goes into a
yes.
medley of.
It's country. Listen to the twanging. I'm all alone and I need you now.
Yeah, I don't know. It still doesn't do it for me.
Wait, you're not hearing the twanging on a guitar. That's the whole country thing.
Right.
My mom, look it. I grew up with a mom that was from South Carolina. You got to find the twang. It's in there. I know it.
It's subtle.
It's hear it? No, it's right there. It's like here. Twanging. That's what my mom used to say. She would say to you, honey, it's my mom. It's from, you know, from the deep south. Are you kidding? You know, we used to be like in the outhouse in the coal stove to cook them pork chops. But here's what I would say. She would say, honey, I got to tell you, that is country. You got to be feeling the twang. The twanging in the song. And so here's what I love about twanging. This is what I want to say to everybody
out
there.
This is what I love about twanging.
Today. I love this because I learned so much from her in a lifetime. I'm telling you, I miss her dearly. I think she's gone from this planet way before she needed to go. But she left so much behind in terms of my life and what I pass on to the people listening. And this is what I want to say to everybody. I want to give you an opportunity to chat with us today, because today is a day to create inspirational effects in your life. This is what I love. And so I want to give you an opportunity to give me a shout, and I will personally help you create a one-sentence statement that will change your life around today. And you could also send us an instant feedback message as well. You could do that through the drpatshow.com and just send it in there and say, this is what's going on in my life, and I will help you turn that around today. Because this is really about bringing the twang in your life. You know what I'm saying? As sad as that song is, it has something in it that is about the twang. You understand?
No, I don't.
Why is it that a song like that related to so many people? I mean, to win as many awards as that song has won, and the album won the award, right? I mean, didn't they knock out, Lady Gaga and all these other people with that?
Bieber.
Oh, Justin Bieber. But that song, what is it about that song that many millions of people related to?
I guess it's relatable.
It's about love.
There you go. See?
It's about lust. It's about addiction. It's about loneliness. It's about loss.
So
it's about hope. It's about hope, because if you listen to that song towards the end, you know they got together.
So now it's considered country.
They got together.
Now it's considered country.
I always considered that song country. I always did, but it's in the pop section of my iPod.
See, that's what I don't get.
It's in there. Okay, Taylor Swift just blew everybody away, right? What would you say? That song has a country version, by the way. I want to just tell you, there's a pop version and a country version, and they sound very different.
Is it because of her name?
Well, listen, if you listen to the Taylor Swift country version of that song, it's all banjo. It's a banjo.
Right.
When you listen to the pop version, they get into more of the guitar and the twanging is not as twangy in that song. We want to give you an opportunity to join in. And this is about getting your twang on today on the Dr. Pat Show. 1-800-930-2819. We'd love to hear from you. I've got a prosperity card for you. And also, if you want to send us an instant message, you could do that at the drpatshow.com or Transformation Talk Radio. And this is what I love about what I do. It is about being able to have a message of inspiration. There are a couple of things I will share with you later on in the show. But I think that all of us get to contribute. Somebody asked me, why are you doing 3 days of broadcasting at the Northwest Women's Show? Why don't you just do one day? I said, because that's not what Spirit told me to do. That's not what I heard from Spirit. What I heard was, you need to be doing all weekend long 30-plus hours of broadcasting, and people will come and help. It isn't about me. I am really the catalyst. It's about shining the light on people that have an incredible voice and that want to contribute to raising the vibration on the planet. You know, that's what it's all about. I don't know about you, but I have my up days and I'm a not so up days.
I think we all go through
it. I'm a human.
Yeah, we all go through
it. I'm a human being.
So does Taylor Swift, even when you look it up on iTunes and it says...
country.
Know, no, actually, well, yeah, it does. It says this, love story, pop mix, single, under the country category.
What does that mean?
That's what I'm trying to figure out.
Did you get the banjo version?
I don't know what version I have here.
There's a banjo version. I love it. That's it.
That's
the banjo
version?
I get my spoons out and play the spoons to this.
Okay, so that's the banjo version. That's the more of a guitar version. Okay.
Right. So play the banjo version, which is on the CD, actually. That's it. Now tell me you don't feel the twang in this.
Yeah, so it needs
to
remain
in the
country category.
Okay, so can you at least acknowledge that she changed it up for pop?
But why?
Oh, come on.
Seriously.
You have to go see Ghetto Physics. Okay?
Okay.
Their philosophy is there's a pimp and there's a hoe.
Oh, okay, here it goes.
All in our lives. This is the philosophy. This is one of the philosophies. What I love is that we're all a little bit of each. And so last night we were there and we asked a question. I said, you know what? I get it. I'm a Poe.
Yeah, I know.
And it's hard at first to have that language. But I look at my life and my corporate career. And I think about what it took for me to move from the mailroom to a top executive position. And if you don't think that I was at some level selling myself and my soul and didn't know it, yes. And, you know, there are days you wake up and you say, I am not going to do that. That's why I love what I do, because this is where we get to create and make decisions. And so do you know what they would call me?
No, not at all.
A benevolent pimp.
Oh.
that's I might be considered that, depending upon, you know. Mm-hmm. It's interesting to look at yourself like that. Every time we go buy something without understanding where the product came from. So, for example, there's a major company out there right now that sells things very cheaply, inexpensively. Don't pay good benefits to their employees. A lot of what they get is done in sweatshops around the world. And yet we go there because why? We get the lowest price possible.
I know what it rhymes with, Schmalmart.
I'm not saying. All I know is that if you go, you may be called a hoe. Ooh. Let's take a break. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show. I'm as Poe as a hoe. Poe as a hoe. I've never been so low. I'm as Poe as a hoe. Poe as a hoe. I better find some dough.
Purna Yoga Centers provides an integrated yoga experience that encourages health, relaxation, and the inner pursuit of purpose without pretense through the natural connection of the body, mind, and spirit. Whether you are looking to yoga for exercise, improve your health, use yoga and meditation as a means of self-discovery, or learn how to teach yoga, our inspired instruction and supportive community will help you accomplish your goals. For more information, visit yogacenters.com. That's yogacenters.com.
It's time to get your glow on at the Northwest Women's Show, a show that's all about you. 400 exhibits, 4 entertainment stages, fascinating seminars, and best of all, shopping, shopping, shopping. New this year is the Glow Experience. 5 fun and easy steps to help you make the most of your time at the show. Meet Terry Haas from HGTV's Design to Sell. Polly Klein, famous animal communicator. Dance diva Chris Linares, who will help you unleash all the power you need to dance your own dance. Plus fun and trendy fashion shows from JCPenney, favorite authors Anne and Leslie Rule. And they're back! Seattle's hottest firefighters. Bring your mom, your daughter, your sister, your friends. The Northwest Women's Show, sponsored by Drugstore.com, American Family Insurance, BECU, Como TV, Beauty.com, and Green Smoke. It's electric. Get your glow on at Questfield Event Center March 4th through 6th. The Northwest Women's Show, it's such a girl thing. For show information, go to nwwomenshow.com.
Get ready to feel more alive. Alive with a Deal brings you the truth behind things you experience every day, ways you can heal yourself, and choices that make you feel truly alive. A Deal is a true Renaissance man, a world-renowned yoga master, naturopathic doctor for 10 years, an attorney, and has degrees in physics, math, hypnotherapy, massage, operatic singing, plus he's an expert in green home building. Alive with a Deal discusses health for your body, from heartache to heartburn, your mind, from judgment to joy, your home, from cooking to color, and your spirit, so you can bring forth your talents hidden deep within. A Deal bravely discusses things most people wouldn't touch, delivered with compassion, integrity, and wit. Alive with a Deal is about your own healing so that you feel more alive. Tune in each Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on Transformation Talk Radio and Alternative Talk. Feel more alive. Alive with a Deal.
Tired of not losing the weight? You need a healthy solution for weight loss that protects your muscle mass as the fat burns away naturally. Holistic Medical Center has the healthy option for your weight loss concerns. Lose 1 to 3 pounds per day in 21 days, naturally, under our physician supervision. Call Holistic Medical Center, 425-451-0404, or on the web, drdarvish.com, drdarvish.com.
Po is a hoe, I better find some dough. I'm sleep funny, not having any money. Can't pay the bills, gotta do without the frills. I just got lay low till I can get some more money in my hands. Then I can make some plans. Chill and be mellow, but till then I gotta go with the flow. Cause I'm as Po. I'm as Po as a hoe. Po is a hoe, Po is a hoe. I'm as Po as a hoe.
All right, everybody. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. I have to explain that rap to you. That rap is a couple of years old, right, Benny?
Yes.
And
yes,
we
yes.
actually had the poet in here. That's a poem.
Mm-hmm.
That's actually a poem. And we had the poet in here that created that. And I actually tried to find that on the internet and couldn't find it again. I couldn't find her.
I've lost all trace of
it. Yeah.
We'll look.
So when she came in the studio, she had this great poetry book. And we were reading poems from it. And there was this poem called Poe is a Ho. And we were reading that poem. And, you know, The moral of the story is none of us are in her words. This is a highly evolved spiritual person that had this is a spiritual book on poetry. This particular song, though, said, you know, none of us are really this. You know, we are all created for a better life, a higher life. That's what I want to offer everybody today. If you'd like a little help getting there to kickstart your day, just give us a shout. 1-800-930-2819. 1-800-930-2819. Now, what were you doing during the break? You were looking up.
We tracked down all of the, pardon me, my voice is a little squeaky today. I got a sore throat.
Mine's a little squeaky.
Yeah,
I was singing happy birthday in the wrong key this morning.
I have a bit of a sore throat.
I'm like a deep tone. I'm like, happy birthday.
Like Marilyn Monroe. Huh?
To you. Yeah. I'm not like, happy birthday. I'm like,
that's pretty much, I'm just going through puberty again. It happens. Okay, so we got a release of all the Dances with the Stars cast for this upcoming season. It's the 12th season.
Yeah, because you haven't had any time to pay attention to these significant
items. Not at all.
Items.
I'm usually in bed. So, of course, we mentioned Hines Ward from the Pittsburgh Steelers. And,
but then now they paired them up.
Yeah, with Kim Johnson. So I don't know who that is, but probably one of the stars.
I
don't watch the show
Kim
as religiously.
Kim is from Australia.
Oh, Australia.
She's from Australia.
Okay, all right, we'll go with that. Actress Kirstie Alley from Cheers. Best known as, right? And the Luke
that is going to be
the
Luke
Who's Talking series.
You know what? You have to get the fireworks song up. That is going to be a firework.
Oh,
those two personalities, are you for real? That's like Maxim. Maxim the man.
Yeah.
Right?
Possibly.
And wow.
Yeah. So she'll be dancing
this is hot off the press,
yeah,
isn't
Maxim Chermolovsky.
Yes, that's right.
Terrible with names. Radio personality Mike
Tchaikovsky.
Oh, is that how you say it?
Yes.
Chmrovsky.
Tchaikovsky.
Okay. Radio personality Mike Catherwood. Is that how you say it? Catherwood? Catherwood?
I don't know.
And Lacey Schwimmer?
Oh, Psycho Mike.
Oh, is that who that is?
Called.
Oh. All right. He'll probably go psycho on the show. World Wrestling Entertainment. Star Chris Jericho and Cheryl Burke. She's always Cheryl's kind of in the running for the, like, I guess, one of the finalists to win Dancing with the Stars.
You know what's so good about her? She is phenomenal at taking people that don't dance very well and really making them the top.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she's really good at
she's,
that.
Like I said, she's really good. Usually at the top of her game every single time.
Yeah, she's pretty good at that.
Disney star Chelsea Kane and Mark, is it Ballas?
Yes, Mark is good. Mark Ballas.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So that might be a good little pairing.
Yeah.
Ex-boxer and still boxer, of course, Sugar Ray Leonard. Can't go wrong with Sugar Ray Leonard. He's probably still got some happy feet working for him.
I bet he's got a lot of happy feet.
Yeah. And Anna Trembuskaya.
Yeah. Anna's pretty good, right? Yep.
Yep. And then who had just recently, I believe, turned 49, Karate Kid, Ralph Macchio.
Yes. Right. And I say Macchio. Everybody says Macchio.
Yeah,
well,
you're from the East Coast, yeah. But right. 49. He was like 24 when he filmed the show.
Okay.
Or around that.
Okay.
Didn't look like it, does he? Still has a baby face.
He looks great. I mean, how quickly time flies, though, don't you think?
The natural youth. They were on Doug Steffen's Good Day show this morning. It was one of the affiliates that we bring in before 7 o'clock. And then they were talking about how everyone didn't really know, and he kept it kind of quiet on the set. On how old he was.
Oh.
Yeah, and then now they were like, well, what do all these actors really do? Like, what do they do after their big show? Like, you know, he had a good couple movies, and then he just kind of went bye-bye.
Well,
like,
what has he been doing?
Well, no one really knows.
Oh,
that's what I'm saying. Just get our crack whiz, production team on that.
Well, maybe lives like a normal life.
He probably lives right just down the street.
That's right.
Wouldn't even know it.
That's right.
Here locally in Seattle, you never know.
Well, Hines Ward's going to be able to get all his frustration and emotion out.
Probably.
Yeah, that's it. You know, with Kim Johnson. Kim's from Australia.
Yeah, Australia.
Australia. We have an announcement. Olivia Newton-John will be joining us for Earth Day.
Right on.
I know. She couldn't make it for the weekend, but...
Oh, well, you know, she's a busy gal.
Well, she is actually filming. So she's going to be on, so that's going to be cool.
All right.
I don't know. Do you watch Dancing with the Stars?
Not as much as I used to, obviously, after having the boys and things
obviously
have been kind of like
missing.
Taken away. Yeah, but, you know, I think, you know, Ralph Macchio.
Derek Hough is missing. Yeah, Julianne Hough is here, missing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm,
they're missing from the dancing crew.
Big time stars.
Yeah. So Wendy Williams you didn't mention.
TV talk show host.
Right.
She's a little top heavy. Is she going to be okay to dance? I'm just saying. Don't those things get in the way?
I don't know. I have to think about this for a minute.
What's there to think about?
I don't know. I have to think about myself because...
Just saying. Have you seen her show?
I'm having a moment, though.
Have you seen her show, though?
Yes, I have.
She like has to walk really fast so she doesn't fall over. I mean,
no.
I really... Yeah, come on. Have you seen those things?
I have not. But I'm just thinking about myself because I was a lot heavier last year, right? So I was thinking,
you look great.
Okay, thank you. But I'm not flat here, right?
You know what you're trying to do? You're just bringing sexy back.
Do you think?
Mm-hmm. That's what you're trying
to do. I love it. Do you think that's it?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I love it. You think how well am I doing on a scale of 1 to 10?
You're doing great.
Don't
give me a scale. I don't do scales.
I can't do scales either. Look at what happened to Bo Derek.
Or just keep doing what you're doing.
Yeah, keep doing it. But I have to think about that for a minute. Okay, wait, I got to stand up to see what he's talking about. All right. So.
Shake it for the camera.
No, but I actually think that you build up some strength. I mean, she could have a really strong core.
So now blame it on the core.
She could have a core. She could have a really strong Pilates core. She would have to. That's very interesting.
All right.
I thought you were going to talk about what's her face here.
Well, she's just as top heavy. Kendra Wilkinson. She's had some work done, too.
Okay. So what happens here?
A couple magazine
covers. If you're on the E! Channel, you get to be on Dancing with the Stars. Anyway.
Last but not least, we can't leave out rap star Romeo.
Little Romeo.
Well, no, you dropped the Lil, you know. After
No, they haven't dropped it yet.
On my thing, it does.
Okay, well, I don't like think Chelsea Hightower.
Yeah, but I don't think they go with the Lil anymore. Okay. Well, that was like a late 90s, early 2000s move for like rappers, especially like Lil Bow Wow. Now it's just Bow Wow. It's probably just going to be Wow or Bow.
Wow.
See?
Bow.
You're right.
Wow.
You know,
it's interesting. I want to just say, I'll tell you what's really kind of bothersome for me for a minute is that I just am a little frustrated with the whole pop culture thing right now. Do you want to know why?
Why?
Because I think there are some folks that are in a lot of pain. I really do. I think they're in a lot of pain.
Okay.
And I guess this whole thing about this whole ghetto physics thing was very interesting. But it's kind of like this, Benny. I mean, I can't even imagine what it's like to be at the height of popularity based on our pop culture, right? I mean, I can't imagine what it would be like to have like the fame of Lady Gaga or a Charlie Sheen.
It's got to be intense.
Right? Or Christina Aguilera at this point in time.
I just did
like a big old prayer for her. Right? I did a big old prayer for her.
Girl needs some love.
It's totally love. But we can be really cruel sometimes. And as a collective, you know, it's really hard to watch some of what happens, you know, with the bashing of some of these people that are in a lot of pain. And I believe everybody should be accountable for their lives, myself including.
Sure.
But that doesn't mean that you can't have a little compassion for people along the way. And I was at a lunch and I was telling somebody that, wow, I had a lot of compassion for Christina Aguilera and what she might be going through right now. And the comment was made by somebody at our little, you know, these round tables you do. Mm-hmm. The comment was made, well, you know, she's a... Everybody in the industry knows her as a biatch. And I was like, really?
Really? Who says that?
That's what I said. I said, really? And I said, so what? You can still have compassion for her. I mean, you don't know her personally. And then I just got off on it, right? And I just thought, back up, Pat. You know, you need to back up here.
Talking to yourself again?
I was talking
to
myself.
Back off.
You got to back up here. And it isn't really about prosperity or not prosperity. It's about really understanding that we're all human beings. And we actually have somebody that sent us an instant message. And so I am going to be picking a card when we come back from break for Lady Brew from Seattle. I'm going to pick a card for you. So just give me a minute. I'm going to send you lots of positive vibes because I love this. I love this. I'm going to be able to create an affirmation for you that is just going to be amazing. Let's take a short break. When we come back, pulling a card for Lady Brew through our instant feedback mechanism. For those of you who want to call in personally, 1-800-930-2819. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show.
Turn your life around, Christina.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
I'm Dr. Pat Basile, the host of the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Let me help you take your empowering message to a community of people looking for products and services that value all life on Earth and tap into the one true freedom we have, the freedom to choose. Let our listeners choose you. Join the buzz and be the buzz. Sponsor the Dr. Pat Show. Call me at 206-523-5522. That's 206-523-5522.
Imagine you in control of your health in the most natural, safest, purest, and effective way with doTERRA essential oils. They are highly concentrated extracts from plants and are as much as 50 to 70 times more powerful than herbs. They can be used internally, topically, and aromatically to support any health and wellness concerns. Find us at the Northwest Women's Show this weekend. Come sample the oils and experience them. Call us at 206-661-5541 or visit doterranorthwest.com.
Discover the ancient art of herbal medicine today. Herbs can help our bodies respond better to the modern world's stress and toxicity, as well as nourishing and strengthening. Using organic herbs from around the world, the skilled herbalists at Urban Wellness help you choose the herbs best suited for your body. See what herbs can do for your life and health by visiting our downtown Kirkland location or check out our offerings and informative classes online at urbanwellness.net. That's H-E-R-B-A-N wellness.net.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, and we're doing something unprecedented at this year's Northwest Women's Show. We'll be conducting live broadcasts Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and videotaping interviews, too. So if you want to take your message out to a global audience, reach over 300 cable, FM, AM, radio stations, give me a call at 206-523-5522. That's 206-523-5522. Or email me at live@thedrpatshow.com. That's live@thedrpatshow.com. Are you tired of using skincare products full of unpronounceable chemicals? Do you eat ramen by candlelight to support your expensive candle-burning habits? Well, come on down to Zenith Supplies. We have everything you need to make your own soap, candles, creams, and much more. We're open from 10 to 6, 7 days a week. Come explore our store at corner of 63rd and Roosevelt, just north of the U District in Seattle. Call us at 206-525-7997. Find recipes and more at zenithsupplies.com. Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. We're thriving here on the show. For more information about us, go to drpatlive.com. I want to make a super announcement. Northwest Women's Show. We are going to be live on air, but we're also going to be doing something we've never done before. And that is we're going to be giving out raffles that are right in the booth, as well as giveaways on air. I'm not really sure the logistics of that, but we have so many people contributing to giving away and paying it forward. So we're going to be doing a combination of both. The other thing I want to announce, Marie Manucci, as well as some of the other folks in the Seattle region, are going to be live in the booth. And we're going to be able to have you come and have readings right there in front of her, right there. So if you are in the area, and I believe it's Friday she's on, I have to double check the time for that, and I think she announced it too, we're going to be able to have you just come on down, come right into the booth, 1328, 1330, and be right there in front of her and get on-air, in-person readings. We're going to be doing that for all of the folks that are showing up either there or not. So when Sue Storm is on or Colette Baron-Reed, you all can come to the booth and be right there on the mic with them. Which is very, very, very cool. Now, Benny, I have a prosperity card because we have got an instant feedback message from Lady Brew in Seattle. Hi, Lady. Right. Hi, Lady. Can we call you LB? And this is a great. I love this. Pull a prosperity card for me, please. I have. I'm working to be an amazing success today and would love more positive vibes. Thank you. Here's the vibe that I pulled for you. You ready? This is a cool card. I love this. And I hope that this is going to resonate with you, all right? I feel my dreams come alive. Prosperity Law number 51. I feel my dreams come alive. This is thanks to my friend Heidi Bayer. These are the prosperity cards, and you can find them at prosperitycards.com. They're amazing. I love them. And you can certainly get a deck of your own. Here's what it says. I feel my dreams come alive. So vibrant is the human spirit that it can have a truly profound effect on the subconscious mind. Merely intellectualizing something is not enough. You must create the feeling within you that your dreams are coming alive. Alive, alive. That's what this card is about. So here's what I want to help you with in the process of all of this. The fact that you sent us a message and you said, I'm working to be an amazing success today and would love some more positive vibes. Here's what I want to say to you. You don't have to work at it. This is like a discovery I made like way later in life, actually very recently. You do not have to work at being an amazing success. If you believe in a benevolent universe, which it sounds like you do, here's the thing. It is always conspiring for your greater good. Always. It's going to hear every thought you have, every emotion that you have around who you are in your life. So what if you were to step in to the amazing success today? What if you were to be in that space? What if you didn't have to work at it? What if you already were? That's what I want to say to you. So I believe that, you know, with this card today, this is very, very easy for you to take, and you only need a baby step. Just to stand in the place of empowerment and be all about the amazing success that you are. So rather than working to be an amazing success, I hope you're listening to the show, and I hope you do stand up. I hope everybody out there stands up, because this is an incredible message for today. We do not have to wish and hope for things. We already are. And sometimes we just have to move some things out of the way so that the light can come through. This is what, you know, this is, I had a very interesting experience with this. I was doing kind of a, I was changing the light bulb on a lamp in the house. And, you know, I don't know, everybody, most people, when they go change a light bulb, they reach up under the lampshade and they, you know, they put the light bulb in. I have to take the shade off. You know, I don't know why I do that. I must have been told as a child to do that. So I take the shade off. And so there's this moment that you put the light bulb in before you put the shade back on, and you turn that light on, and it's amazingly bright, just super bright, lights up the whole room. It doesn't matter what wattage it is, it still does that. This is the energy force that you have right now. And so all you need to do is make sure you're switching on that light every day and letting as much of that light out as you want. So for you today, you got to take off that shade. You got to let that light shine. So today you are an amazing success, but it's not just today. It's today and every day. You are an amazing success. So with that, you have the incredible potential to create as many positive vibes as you want today. So here's what I'm going to suggest that everybody does. Step into the process of amazement and declare for yourself that you are an amazing success today. But more importantly, call someone up. Pick up the phone. This is what I'm asking you to do. Just one person. Call someone up. Maybe somebody you haven't talked to. And you don't actually have to talk to them. But leave them a message. And the message that you want to leave them is the thing that you too want. So today, wish someone else an amazingly successful day. Step into it. Pick up the phone. Call five people. And they don't have to be there. But leave them the message. And the message would be, as I'm giving to you, you are an amazing success today and always. You have incredible positive vibes. And I just wanted to call you and tell you that. And so if you hear anything in this message that you resonate with, wow, I hope it puts a smile on your face. That's what I want to say with all of that. That's all it takes, you know, Benny? Some days, that's it, you know, it's like, yeah.
I agree with you.
Yeah, that's really what it takes.
Makes you feel good a little bit, too, you know, kind of move on throughout your day. It's like the pay it forward with, you know,
exactly.
If you're the coffee line, you know, and you're just like, you know what, I got a little extra change here.
Buy the coffee.
Well, or just pass it along to the next
or
person.
Just pass it along.
Yeah, just take
just,
it off
know,
their
I'm
bill.
I'm going to buy, you know, mm-hmm. just here. I'm, yeah. This is $2 to go to
there
whatever you want to do.
See?
And it is amazing when you do that and how that works. It's kind of interesting to see how quickly we can change and flip our energy. It really is, because as the founder of Crust Busting, there was a lot of time in my life where I was really pretty crusty. Mm-hmm. So one of the things I would do is I would leave messages on my cell phone. I would step out of it and I would say, you know, I could really use a hug today.
It's a good idea.
I did. And so I would call myself and leave myself messages. And then what way I would do it, I was listening to him. So it was really interesting. I was so stuck that I couldn't actually tell myself that I was an amazing success. But I could call a phone and talk to somebody that actually was me, but not me.
Hmm.
So it was a pretend moment.
Yeah.
Like I would be calling you. It's what happens with that energy is profound. It changes. Life changes. Things change. We step into a place of health and wellness and well-being and prosperity. And that's why we're launching this weekend our Global Prosperity Initiative. I hope you all will join us at the Northwest Women's Show. And if you can't join us physically, we are still going to be using our toll-free number, 1-800-930. It's going to come right into a virtual board that we have right there. Haven't figured out how yet, but Oliver is going to help with that. And we're going to be able to take your calls through Skype. So this is going to be kind of interesting, kind of fascinating. But I will say to you, we are taking all instant feedback messages for the entire 3 days. So if you miss a connection with Colette Baron-Reed, we will pass that on to maybe Sue Storm, the Angel Lady. So this is the way we're going to keep the flow and the energy going. We ask you to please let folks know. Everything will be broadcast across TransformationTalkRadio.com Friday, Saturday, and Sunday through all of our affiliate stations picking up the feed. Everybody is joining together. It is a, what I love to say, it is a way for all of us to be virtually connected to a cause, something much greater than any one of us. So thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on. Lady Brew, I hope I answered your question. Thank you for giving us some I'm getting an instant feedback message here. I'm trying to say what that means. I don't know what this is. Do I need to do? I don't know. Something strange coming in. I hope it's about Shirley MacLaine. So anyway, I think we're going to be joined by Shirley MacLaine now. So that's kind of cool, too. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. We've got a great show for you coming up. Foundational nutrition and much more. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with Paul Bland, Dr. Michael Carter, and Adrian Gogue. We'll be right back.